Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
What's up, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I'm your host, Funk Roberts, and this is episode number 60, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being and listening to this podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness coach and trainer. I'm an MMA, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach. I'm a master metabolic trainer, which means I've created certifications to help trainers and other people train using the metabolic protocol, HIIT training. I'm an Amazon bestseller twice. I've been featured in ABC, NBC, CBS, and AMC, and a whole bunch of other places around the world, and other written for magazines. But most importantly, I am the man who's known around the world as helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s get in the best shape of their lives, literally transform their lives using my Over 40 Alpha program and our protocol, which is dedicated and designed specifically for men over 40, or actually men over 30, to help you lose weight, to burn fat, to increase your testosterone levels. And we do it through our pillars: mindset, recovery, workouts, nutrition, and of course our community. So that's what I'm known around the world for right now. And you're in the right place if you're listening to this, because this podcast is dedicated to men in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So thank you, and I appreciate you. And today I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about how to bust through a weight loss plateau, a workout plateau. That happens lots of times. You know, you get to a point, you may have lost a ton of weight at first, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're stuck. You're like, man, I'm doing everything right. I'm eating right. I'm working out right. How come the scale isn't changing? And it can be frustrating, but it's normal. It's very normal for that to happen. It's going to happen along your journey, your fitness journey. It's going to happen a few times, but knowing the ways to bust through that plateau, knowing things that you can do to get you to that next point is super important. And on this podcast episode, that's what we're going to talk about. Now, this podcast episode as well is a coaching call. So like I mentioned before, I'm known around the world to help men completely transform their lives and their bodies. And you're probably asking, well, if you're new, you're probably asking, well, how do you do that, Funk? How do you do that? Well, I have a program called the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. If you go to over40alpha.com, you can join for $1 for 30 days. So the first 30 days is just $1. And that program's a complete program that focuses on workouts, nutrition, mindset, recovery. And it's designed for men over 40, because we have struggles that we never used to have when we were younger that we have now. Just because, you know, as we get older, our testosterone levels naturally decrease. Our metabolism slows down, probably because of our lifestyle. And there's a host of other hormones that pop up that we need to keep down. So having a program that's designed specifically for you, because there's a ton of other programs out there, there's a ton of the other nutrition plans that don't work for us. We need something that's designed for us. And my Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood has helped thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of men completely transform their lives. Like, I got 60-year-old guys who have six packs now. It's insane. It's incredible. And it continues on a monthly basis. And the brotherhood that we have is incredible. So one of the things that we do every week, every Sunday at 10 a.m., we get on a coaching call, which is what you're going to be listening to. And I have a topic. Sometimes we do Q&As, but it's every week as a brotherhood. We have hundreds of guys come on that call, and it's amazing. It's amazing because it brings us all together, community, people all on the same journey. So this podcast episode is actually from the coaching call. It's really valuable information. I thought, you know what, let me just package this up and throw this in there. That's what I do on this podcast. Sometimes I'll do Ask Funk. Sometimes I'll just spit lyrics on the podcast. And other times I'll just take a coaching call that I find that's very interesting, that other people outside of the brotherhood can use that information. So That's what this is. And again, if you're a man who's listening to this right now and you're like, man, I don't know what to do now. You need a program. You need a plan. Okay. You can't just willy nilly go to YouTube and start watching videos or Instagram. You need a plan. You need a plan of attack. That's what us men do. We sit up with a plan and we implement it. And that's what we need to do. And that's what you need. So go to over40alpha.com. $1. That's all it is, man. Just try for a month. I'll tell you right now, 99.9% of the people who get through that first month stay. I want that to be you. Anyways, how to bust through a plateau. I'm going to talk about 10 ways to do that. Enjoy this podcast and I'll see you on the other side. So what is a plateau? So, okay, you guys probably, we all know this, you know, you've been working hard. You're following the plan. You're losing weight. You're getting steady success. You know, you're getting consistent results and you feel great, right? So things are going well, but then suddenly, boom, you get stuck, right? All your progress suddenly stops. The scale doesn't budge and your body refuses to lose more weight, right? You don't know what's going on. And basically you've hit a plateau and it might feel like you've hit a brick wall and it might be blocked and you might think it's blocking you from reaching your goals. And yes, it is frustrating. 100% is frustrating, but it is absolutely normal. This happens to everybody. This will happen many times through your health journey. It's just something that happens. But we have to understand what causes the plateau, because there are many factors that actually cause us to hit a plateau. And I have talked about this before in regards to a few things. So this will help shed some light. So the first thing that causes a plateau is water weight, when we lose water weight. So when you first start a program, you know, you start eating healthy, you start doing the workouts, you know, you're drinking a lot more water. And what happens is you can actually, the very first 2 weeks, usually the first 2 weeks, you see this big loss, right? Like this is now when you just first start a program. You see this big loss. Oh, I lost like 10 pounds in the first 2 weeks or 7 pounds or 8 pounds. Man, this is crazy. And this generally happens because you're eating healthier. And what happens, your body's going to tap into the glycogen stores that it needs for energy because you're now eating carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables, carbohydrate, protein, nutrient-dense nutrition plan. So what happens is, though, is the carbohydrates that you're eating, your glycogen needs that for energy, which is good. Like I've talked about it before, when you work out more, your body uses glycogen as energy. So your body uses glycogen as energy, and glycogen also helps with our metabolism. So what happens is, glycogen, which is stored in your muscles and liver, are partly made of water. So once you start eating healthy, once you start bringing a little bit more water in, your body goes, okay, great. I can now burn the glycogen and release a lot of that water weight that I was carrying before, right? So now it's like, okay, you feel like you're fat and of course, or overweight or what have you. A lot of that weight at the beginning is water weight. Once you start feeding your body, you know, healthy carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables, start moving around, your body goes, okay, now I'm getting the glycogen I need. Now I'm getting those complex carbs that I need. I can release this water weight that's in my body right now and use that as energy. So off the bat, it's like, oh man, I lost all this weight. But in fact, a lot of it's water weight, which is good. Of course, you want to start getting rid of the bloat, getting rid of the extra water that your body doesn't need. The more you drink, the better it is for the body, and the healthier your nutrition is with carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables, and fruits. So the effect is just temporary. So that's why sometimes you start a program, you're like, oh, I just lost 10 pounds. And then week three, it's like, what the hell? You know, something, you know, why am I not losing as much as I lost the first 2 weeks? Why did I lose 4 pounds 1 week, 5 pounds the next, and now I've only lost 1 pound or 0.5 pounds? That could be water weight. So that's number one. Number two, what causes a plateau? Your metabolism slows down, right? So when you lose weight, so there's a couple of things with the metabolism. One of the things that happens when people hit a plateau is sometimes they panic and think, okay, I've hit a plateau. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to decrease my calories. I'm going to eat less because I'm panicking. I don't know why I'm hitting a plateau. It must be because I'm eating too much food. It must be because Funk's telling me to eat all of this food. Well, what happens when you take away that food, when you take away the calories and you're still working out the same, or even you're working out the same and you have a job that causes you to move around a lot? Well, your body's going to go into starvation mode because your body's saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not getting the carbs that I was getting before. I'm not getting the food that I was getting before, the amount of calories that I'm going to need to support the workouts and my daily activities. So I'm going to slow down my metabolism. I'm going to hold on to that fat and I'm going to slow everything down. And what happens is now all of a sudden you're thinking, oh man, I'm doing the Funk's program. I'm doing everything. Yeah, I did change to intermittent fasting, or yeah, I did change something up, but it shouldn't make a difference. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Now your body's metabolism is completely slowed down. And now you've just shocked it back into a slow metabolism. And also sometimes, I guess I'm not, now this reason I'm talking more to people outside of the program who sometimes stay away from resistance training, because again, the more muscle you have, the more calories you're going to burn. Okay. Cause muscle burns more calories, period. It helps you. It makes you more metabolic. So the more muscle you have, although you may feel like you're gaining weight or the scale hasn't moved, it's actually burning more calories and burning more fat and over a longer period of time. So number three, your metabolism slowed down. That's another reason why you may have hit a plateau. The third reason you may have hit a plateau is your food choices, right? So some foods can cause you to retain water. And again, the top offenders are going to be those simple carbs, not the complex carbs, but the simple carbs, sodium, sugar. You know, you have to really think about what you're putting into your body. What has changed in the last month since I have hit that plateau? What has changed in my foods, right? What are some of the things I'm eating? Maybe in my guilt-free meal, I'm eating a little bit of something that this could have an effect. So it could be your food choices. Number four, the portion sizes. Now I'm going to double up on the portion sizes from what I said in number two when it comes to your metabolism slows down. Because sometimes what people think when they've hit a plateau is they decrease their portion sizes. They decrease, so not only they may only go into intermittent fasting or something else, but they'll literally decrease the portion sizes, make them much smaller. You still may have healthy carbs. You still may have the proteins, the vegetables, the fat. You still may have that on that plate. But now all of a sudden the plate went from full to like half. It's like, okay, well, we all know that when you do that, specifically as you're getting healthier and moving more, workouts getting tougher, you know, you want to build more muscle. You want to keep along the journey. That's when you are going to, the metabolism slows down. So you have to really think about that. And on the flip side, for those of you who may not have a program that are listening to this, you may be eating more, right? Your portion size have actually crept up. You know, you're snacking, right? It's like, I'm having this snack. You're snacking in between meals, thinking that, oh, the snack is not going to do too much. You may be eating peanuts or nuts or almonds or cashews, a ton of them, more than just a handful during specific times. All of that adds up. So that's another thing. Again, those extra calories will add up and keep you at a plateau. Number five, hormones, stress, right? Like our body's incredibly complex. Our body has so much going on. And everything from our stress levels to how much sleep we're getting can make a massive difference on the hormonal shifts that happen in the body, obviously. And also, the scale not moving, or us, you know, hitting a plateau, right? So the more stress we have, the less sleep we have. Of course, cortisol we're going to hit on cortisol, but that's the stress hormone that plays havoc on our bodies when we have too much of it, right? It plays havoc on our body fat when we have too much of it. It plays havoc on our testosterone when we have too much of it. So we have to really look into what's going on in our bodies and in our lives that are causing stress. And finally, your body has just adjusted to your workouts. So this is the good news and this is the bad news. So the good news is when your body has adjusted to workouts, that means that it's a sign that you're getting fitter, right? Because the programs or the workouts may not be as challenging as they were when you started the program. Like, I think if a lot of you guys, if you went back to phase one, if you're like in phase 10 or phase 11 or whatever, and you go back to phase one and do those workouts, you'll be like, man, this is like, I mean, even now, guys in phase six, phase seven, phase eight are doing both workouts because they're just like, they're just, because when I put this together, you know, my whole focus is I just got to make sure that these guys stay healthy. I got to make sure that these guys stay injury free, and I got to make sure that these guys are moving. What I didn't realize when I first started and putting these together is like, oh, these guys are going to literally turn into beasts, like much fitter, you know, that the two workouts that they're going to do on that day is going to be perfect for them to handle. So the good news about this program is, you know, things change, right? Things every month you get a new set of workouts with a new set of goal. But if you don't have that, then you may have to overhaul your workouts. You may have to go more intense. You may have to have different types of workouts. You may have to have more workout days or more rest, because that can also be part of hitting a plateau. It's because you're working out too much for too long of a time. If you're doing 5-6 workouts a week, literally you've been doing that for months and you still haven't seen anything move, you probably are working out way too, in fact, you are working out way too much and you need to adjust. So adjust your workouts and plan. So those are generally the things that cause your plateau, right? And we're going to dig deep into how to break through. It's not really rocket science, but it's things that if we're aware of it, we can adjust. So first, so before we get into the 10 things that will help you bust through a plateau, I want everyone, I say this all the time, but it's not about the weight. It is not about the scale. I can't iterate that, or I don't reiterate that, or whatever the word I'm trying to say more. I can't. It's not about the weight. Specifically after, when everyone comes to this program, it is about the weight. I totally understand that. 99% of the people who come in the program, they're just focused on weight, focused on, I got to lose this weight. I got to lose this. And my goal is to get to, you know, I coming in here at 210 pounds. I want to get to 190 by this date or 180 by this date. Like, but what you don't understand is, if you don't understand what the things that affect your weight, then you're just throwing numbers out willy-nilly. You're just literally throwing numbers out willy-nilly. You don't actually know what you're going to look like, what you're going to feel like, and what your body looks like at 180 if you're 210. You don't know. You just think you know. So you're throwing out these numbers thinking, oh, this is what I want to be. And then you just, and then if you're focused on the scale 100% of the time, you're missing out on all the other things that are going on in your body, right? Yes, it's okay to start off with that scale as your last measuring stick, because we know that we have clothing, we have pictures, we have body fat percentage, we have testosterone, we have a lot of other things that should come first before the scale. But I understand it's very natural to jump on that scale first. But by phase three, man, the scale should have nothing to do with how your body feel. Literally, like by phase three, I don't remember the last time I stepped on a scale. Like, I honestly don't. We didn't have a scale in this house for 2 years, right? We never had a scale in this house for 2 years. It was only like the beginning of the year, I think, when I jumped on the scale and just, you know, because I know that what my body feels like at a specific weight. But again, it's just like, I don't care what I weigh. I do not care what I weigh. I care how my clothes fit. I care how my energy is. I care how I look. But I could care less about how, I have no clue how much I weigh right now. I have no clue how much I weigh right now. So this is why I tell you guys to focus on taking your pictures so you can see what's going on with your body. Taking your measurements, your body fat percentage plays a big part, because when you start eating healthy, you're going to experience that quick weight loss, of course. And eventually it's going to settle down to like maybe 0.5 to 2 pounds a week. Right? But as the weeks go on and as your workouts change, your weight may just stay the same or may increase. And why will it increase? Well, again, as I talked about before, muscle is denser than fat, Okay. So you may be losing fat, right? And building more muscle, getting more muscular, which we've already talked about, increases your metabolism and also helps to burn fat. But because muscle's denser, you're going to weigh more on the scale. So here you are, and I've talked about this before. So if this is, if I'm repeating myself, don't worry about it. Here you are jumping on the scale every single day. You're not even looking at the weight, the pictures. You're not even focusing on your clothes. You're just sitting on the scale. Geez, scale hasn't moved. Meanwhile, if you took off your shirt and looked, you're getting leaner. You're getting ripped. You're getting more muscle, and you may just have not even, and your body looks totally different. And you may have even gained a little bit of weight, right? Right. You may have even gained a little bit of weight because you're more muscular. So you're thinking, okay, 210, I want to be 180. Okay, fine. You get to 195, but then you get to 195, you're still 15 pounds from 180, but now you're looking at yourself like, shit, man, I look great at 195. Like, I feel great. I'm muscular. I'm ripped. What the? Do I really want to go down to 180? Do I really want to jeopardize muscle? Because now you're going to start doing things that may jeopardize your muscle, right? Because again, muscle's dense. So you're going to hold on to that, right? And maybe you do want to get to 180, but then that means the journey is going to be much longer. It's going to be a slow grind. It's going to be a long grind, right? It's going to be something that, okay, maybe I do want to get to 180. Let's slowly get there, because that's the only way we're going to get there. I still want to hold on to this muscle. I still want to be lean. I still want to, have a great life and eat healthy. So we'll keep going. Maybe we'll try to get to 190. We'll kick up the intensity. But like I say, you might be losing body fat. You might be losing inches, and the scale is not going to move. The scale is not going to move, right? Sometimes it's not going to move. So you have to focus on, just don't. At the beginning, I totally understand. And even throughout the weekly accountabilities, I always say, okay, what weight do you want? That's just for you to just think, okay, well, you know what? I'm 180 today. I may maybe 0.5 this week if I do, but I'm not going to stress over it. Maybe I don't want to lose weight this week. I just want to stay where I am this week, but I want to do something else, right? It's just a gauge, but the scale is not, and I've always talked about this, the scale is definitely, the weight doesn't respond in a linear fashion, okay, to your efforts. It doesn't. It's up and down. It's all over the place. And don't forget, the scale, it depends on when you step on the scale. B, it depends on how much stress you have. C, it depends on what you ate the night before. And there's so many different things that scale, one day you could be 195, the very next morning without doing anything, you could be 190. And then the next day you could be 193. Like, it's going to cause you to go crazy. So you can start off with the scale just to see where you're at and get on that scale once a month just to focus on, okay, this is what my body looks like at this weight, right? Hey, this is what my body looks like at this weight. Now you're going to get a better understanding of, oh, my body looks like this when I'm 180 leaner. And like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I use the scale. Where's my body look the best, and where do I feel the best as we're going through this journey? Okay. So like I said, it's not all about the weight. If you're being consistent doing challenging workouts, which of course we always do, and you're going to be changing the shape of your body, right? So that's the next thing. So you got to look at those pictures, because it's the transformation of what your body looks like, where you're getting the cuts, where you're getting the muscle. That's what you want, that transformation. You want to see what your body looks like. You want to, and the other thing is, if you're struggling to lose those last 5 pounds, it's not necessarily a weight loss plateau, man. You know, you might be at a, and I've talked about this before, you might be at a weight that your body is like, hey man, I like it here. It's healthy here. It's natural here, right? Losing these pounds can take extra effort and keeping them off as well. But your body may just be at a part where it likes to be there. That doesn't mean to say that we can bust through a plateau in specific ways. So now we're going to get to the 10 ways to actually bust through that plateau. Because now we've identified some of the reasons that you hit a plateau. Let's talk about how we can track that. So the first thing is actually tracking our foods. So again, I don't count calories. We don't count calories. We don't weigh our foods. None of that stuff. It's just portion and ensuring that we have the macronutrients that we need per meal, right? But sometimes when you've hit a plateau, you may need to spend a week to log your food, to log what you're eating. Because what that does, is it gives you valuable information. It allows you to write down exactly what you're eating, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Just that, you know what? It's as easy as when I tell you guys and ask you guys to post your meals in the Brotherhood. Post your breakfast, post your lunch, post your dinner, and then post a picture of it, and then write out the starchy carb, the healthy fats, the proteins. That's a great way to literally log and track your food that you're eating, because what's going to happen is this information is going to give you, it's going to give you valuable information. You're going to learn what are the actual food choices that you're making. And there may be something in there. You may not be eating the nutrient dense foods that you need that are rich in vitamins and minerals. The portion sizes may not be what you think they should be. So if you just take a week, or it doesn't have to be a week, it could be 3 or 4 days to go, okay, this week I'm going to do my best. No, I'm not going to do this. I am going to take a picture of every single meal, post in the Brotherhood, and use this as my tracker. You can use MyFitnessPal and all these other Fitbit and that sort of thing. But I think for us, the valuable information is if we've hit a plateau and we don't understand it, not saying you have to do this, but it's a way of, you know, it's just a one thing that you can start. Let me really look at the foods that I'm in. Let me just recheck my flow for my nutrition flow for the week. Three meals a day. Let's take pictures and let's list them out. And maybe there's a food in there that we can all go, hey, maybe, you know what, this thing that you're eating right now, that may be causing something. Who knows? But again, by information is so important, right? Information is power. The more information we have about our bodies and our health, the more we can do with it. If we don't have information or we try to, I'll do it later, then we're like a mouse or a rat, you know, in a wheel. We're just spinning and not getting any results. Number two, check your activity level. So this is where I talk about, we have a guy in the program who, listen, your daily activity, let me just recap. Your daily activity, not just in your workouts, but outside of your workouts, have a massive contribution when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to burning calories, when it comes to fat loss, as much as 30%. It's not just in the workout. And I've always talked about this before. The workouts that we do, like I see you guys, some guys posting, I guess you're just doing it to show, but you post your calories that you burned during the workout, which is great. You know, you're like, I just finished the workout. I burned 300 calories or 250 or whatever. But what you're not understanding is the calories don't stop there with these workouts. You're going to continue to burn, you know, 24 to 36 hours after the workout's done, you're going to continually burn. Like I've always said, when I wake up in the morning, I've already burned like 400 calories, 500 calories. I've already woken up, like just by waking up, because my metabolism keeps going as I sleep and it keeps going from the workouts that I've done prior, the workouts you guys are doing prior. So it's the overall daily calorie burn. So it's not just the workouts, because like, oh, I only burned 300 calories, but I'm taking in this much. Yeah, dude, the calories that you burned in this workout are going to continue, as will the things you do outside, right? Like sitting versus lying down, standing versus sitting. If you stand up a lot or if you sit a lot, if you're walking, you know, one of the things I talked about in one of the other coaching calls is like to try to challenge yourself by, like, I know that we don't do it now because everything's closed down, but like parking further from the entrance. I do that a lot with Angela and she gets pissed off all the time. I'm like, listen, we are healthy MFers, all right? So we can park out here and walk the, come on, man. Like, really? We're going to be walking all over the place in the store. Like, come on. She gets pissed. Anyways, doing household tasks. Like, every time, like, doing household tasks versus watching TV for an hour. Like, for me, every time I wake up in the morning, I do, you know, I clean the downstairs so that when Angela wakes up, she, you know, everything looks nice and smells nice, whatever. But if I look at my Whoop, because, you know, Whoop is a huge contribution to the information. And yes, guys, I'm trying to get an HRV specialist. Don't worry. It's a huge contribution for me tracking what I'm doing. So in the mornings, whenever I get up in the morning, I'm already at like a 6 strain. And for those of you who know what the Whoop is, you know that what I mean. So already in the morning, after I finish this thing, my thing's already at 6 because I've already been moving around. So this does... So like I say, this moving around is a lot throughout the throughout the day will not just simply help you burn calories, but it keeps your body burning. It keeps your body's metabolism going. There's an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase, and it plays a major part in your body's ability to burn fat for energy. Because yes, we do need glycogen, but we also want our body to burn that fat. But when you're sedentary, you don't have as much of this enzyme in your body. So it's important that we move throughout the day. Now, that being said, I know that there's a lot of us who don't have jobs that allow us to move around all the time, right? I mean, I sit at this desk for most of the day if I'm not shooting something or, you know, moving around on my own. So, or if you're a driver, specifically if you drive trucks or drive buses or drive, or you're a first responder or whatever it is that your job causes you to drive, a salesperson, whatever it is, then you have to find ways to, you know, get up, move around when you can. But you have to check your activity level, because that's going to be key in you busting, you know, hitting that plateau. If you are at a job where you sit a lot, you've got to make that effort to get up. You got to say, hey man, I got to go for a walk around the building or a walk around the house or do whatever it is, just so you're not sitting all the time. Number three, this is a huge one, guys. This is massive. You got to be eating enough protein. So protein, when it comes to weight loss and fat loss, protein is key. Obviously, it's key for energy. It's key for our muscles and our bones and the metabolic process that go through our body. But protein is also huge for your body's metabolism, because it has what's called the thermic effect of food, which means that it takes the body more energy to digest protein. There's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is we burn more calories when we eat protein. The bad thing is if we eat too much, that's going to put too much stress. That's why in this program, protein is a crucial macronutrient. It's 100% crucial, because our bodies, we don't naturally produce protein. We have to get it from outside sources. So we do have to eat protein. It is a must. Every single meal has to have a source of protein, but it's not the most important when it comes to our testosterone levels and metabolism and some of the other hormones, but we still do need it. So how do you get more protein without eating more protein, without overdoing it? And that's where like a protein shake throughout the day, a protein drink. And I'm not talking about a smoothie. I'm talking about between one of your meals, or, you know, obviously if you are, you know, using Lean Pro 30, there's a plug right there. In the new bag, you know, I got to throw this up. I love you. And you're putting it into your supplement, your insulated bottle. I know, shameless, but guys, got to do it. But what happens is you can use a protein drink anytime, like literally. And it's not going to, this is not like, when I say a protein drink, I mean, you just put a little bit of water, not too much. Do not fill this up with water and put one scoop in, because it's not going to taste good. You got to just maybe half of this of water, put a scoop and a half, shake it up nice and cold. And now you're getting protein, maybe between lunch and dinner. Maybe that's a time where you're like, hey, that's a time where I just need something. A protein drink is perfect, right? Not a smoothie, an actual drink, because this is a protein, extra protein that your body's going to use to help metabolize. Before you go to bed, if you're a snacker, but protein is amazing. Protein is amazing before you go to bed, because again, when we're sleeping, our body's recovering, our muscles are recovering, right? So protein is what's needed for our muscles, amino acids. It's perfect to have protein before you go to bed. I used to do this thing called, what was it called? Frick. It was a body transformation back in the 90s, I believe. I can't even remember what it was, but one of the things in that challenge was to, when you wake up in the middle of the night, drink protein powder, like drink a protein drink, or before you go to sleep, and not casein protein, but whey protein, fast digesting protein. And it made such a huge difference to how I was losing weight. Body for life, I think it was body for life. Yeah, body for life. That's a great strategy, is getting protein, just a protein drink. Again, not a freaking smoothie, just a protein drink in between meals is great. Like, it's great. I've been doing more of that lately, specifically with the insulated bottle, because it stays nice and cold. It stays cold and it tastes great, specifically chocolate. So, and it also, the more protein we have also protects your body from losing muscle, right? So, which again will affect the metabolic rate. Keeps your appetite going too. So again, like I said, if it's between lunch and dinner and you always find yourself, you know, wanting a snack for whatever reason that is, just a nice protein drink is perfect. Perfect. Next up, number four is watch your alcohol intake. I've talked about this before. Here's the sneaky truth about alcohol. It's not really sneaky. It has a massive impact on your body. It has a massive impact on you not getting results. And it's just empty calories, right? It not only will alcohol lower your inhibitions for you to eat more, but it also is estrogenic. So you're going to estrogen blocks testosterone. It's going to cause you to hold more fat, energy levels, etc. I always say get to your goal first before you reintroduce alcohol into your system, because if you and maybe you're okay with this and that's cool, but if you're like you have a goal of, you know, again, losing 10 pounds, but you still want to keep beer, you know, it's getting warmer outside, you want to have a beer every week or whatever, it's going to almost be next to impossible for you to get to that 10 pounds. Okay. I'm telling you that right now. I don't know anybody who is 40, 50, 60, 70. I'm not talking about young kids. We could do it when we're younger, but as we get older, our bodies change. Who can constantly drink alcohol and get to their goal. Whereas if you get there first, like, yes, I've seen many people who are lean and ripped and still drink alcohol at 40, but that's because they get there first and then they reintroduce alcohol or drinking or whatever, and they're able to see what's going on with their body and adjust. So when you get there first, then you're like, okay, yeah, now I can, you know, have some wine with my wife or whatever. If you're having alcohol and still trying to get to your goal, you're going to be running on that wheel. And yes, of course, there's going to be outliers in there, but why would you even want to try to be that person who, you know, like just get to where you want to get to and then go crazy, because then you're going to see exactly how it affects you. You may be doing everything perfect. You may be with the workouts, nutrition, the sleep, everything. And maybe just that 1 to 2 or 3 drinks a week where you're thinking, oh, you know, it's I'm only having a glass of wine with my wife. But that I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. And it will keep you at where you're at. And you're going to think it's everything else, but it could just be this one thing. And when you just release it for a little bit of time and get to your goal, it'll make a huge difference. So that's number four. Number five is eliminate sneaky sugars in beverages. So of course we know sugar. Listen, we need sugar throughout the day. We do need it. It's going to come up in different foods. It's going to be in some fruit. We do need it for our body, of course, 100%. And the best time, if you're ever going to have something sugary, that has some type of sugar in it, the best time to do it is right after your workout, because that is the time your body is primed to absorb sugar, to absorb that whatever that sugary thing that you may have, your body's primed for it. It wants it at that time. It's the perfect time, because remember, we've just depleted our body of all the glycogen stores. So now you can eat, have a little bit of whatever that sugar is going to be, and not feel like, oh man, I just had a sugary drink, or I just had, you know, this supplement with a little bit of sugar in it. That's okay. That's okay at that time. But that's the only time it's okay, because our body, we're not going to damage our body. Our body actually wants it, right? So, but like I say, sugar does find a way, an extra way of finding itself into our diet. Like, you know, especially in drinks like pop, soda pop, like diet pop, diet sodas, zero calorie sodas, all those things, man. Don't believe the hype, man. It's all in there. Fruit juices like apple juice and orange juice. Like, yeah, back when we were younger, orange juice is great in the morning, but orange juice has a lot of sugar in there. So you have to be very careful. And when you drink it, if you do drink it, flavored coffees and flavored teas, right? You go to Starbucks or wherever you go to, you get your coffee, you want this. I don't even know what the coffees are, but there's crazy types of coffees that you can get. Lots of sugar in there, man. Lots of sugar in there. And the problem with sugary beverages, you know, like pre-workouts, like pre-workout energy drinks and Gatorade and all that stuff. Like, Gatorade is great after your workout, not during your workout, and 100% not before your workout, and 1 gajillion percent not throughout the day. OK, Okay, Gatorade is not what you drink throughout the day. It's what you drink after your workout. You may want to put Gatorade and some protein or whatever it is. I don't know what that would taste like, but sugary beverages will tell the brain that what happens when you eat sugary beverages is that your brain is not going to count that as calories. So what happens is your brain doesn't compensate those sugary drinks, which are empty calories, as calories. So even though you're drinking or whatever, those are empty calories. So you're still going to end up eating more. So now you have extra calories, which your brain doesn't count as calories. They're empty calories. So you're adding those calories on. You're adding sugar onto your daily, your daily nutrition count. So you got to stay away from those drinks. If you need to have a drink, the best time and the most confident time you can have it is after your workouts. That's when it's like, okay, it's after your workout. My body's primed for it. We're good. Number six, change up your workouts. So if you've been doing the same type of workouts for a while, then you want to switch them up. You want maybe longer or more intense workouts. You want different kinds of workouts, and you want maybe to work out more throughout the week. Okay. So first of all, if you're listening to this and you're not following a workout plan, you need to get on a workout plan. If you're not in the brotherhood and you're listening to this, you need a workout plan, man. Like, you can't just go on YouTube and do this workout and this workout and this workout and this workout. It's not sustainable. You will hit a plateau, and it's just, there's no rhyme or reason. You got to have an actual plan. So some of the things you can do, if you already have a workout plan, like we all do, is you work out one or two more times. Your workouts get more, they may get a little bit longer. They may have a little bit more intensity. You may add a little bit more resistance to your workouts. And this is where the Alpha Challenge comes in, the 28-day Alpha Challenge comes in, because I realized that, okay, you know what? People are getting fit. People are maybe reaching a plateau, and we may need to shake things up. So why is it okay when I tell, why is it now that I tell you that, you know, guys, only 3 to 4 times a week, make sure you have your recovery. That's a sustainable way. But when we do a challenge like this, it is a way to break through a plateau. It is a way to kickstart a metabolism again. It's a way to challenge ourselves. Yes, we're going to have, like, the Alpha Shred Challenge is 5 workouts a week, Monday to Friday, with a Saturday, Sunday rest time, right? That's your rest day. So what does that do? Well, number one, it totally throws a wrench into what you're used to doing. So your body's like, what the hell? So now we're like, oh, now we're working 5 days a week instead of 3 on the, you know, Monday to Friday. This throws a little bit of wrench into the body, into the way the body, now the body's not used to the volume, right? So that's one thing that we throw a wrench in. The second thing we throw a wrench in is the difficulty of the workouts, the intensity of the workouts, because I've chose 10 of the toughest body weight only workouts that are in the 24 months of this program, and we're going to do those. So now the intensity is up. The length of the workouts may be a little bit longer than what we're used to, depending on what phase you're in, but it's the volume that's going to do, it's going to be, the volume is what's going to make the difference. So that is something you can do on a short period of time, right? This is not something you would do for the rest of the year, 100%. For 28 days, 1 month, we're going to kickstart that. We're going to increase the volume. We're going to increase the difficulty and intensity of the workouts, the movements, all into 1 month. That's going to be huge. I guarantee you guys are going to see and feel different. Of course, you have to do the other things as well, but it's going to make a huge difference. And that's why I wanted to do that. Because again, it's just, you know, again, this challenges our body just enough, 28 days without overstressing our body. We still got to do the other things, the warm-ups, the stretches, you know, and on our Saturday, Sunday, you may want to throw something in there, recovery, but you're going to need those 2 days for your body to recover. But again, it's not going to overstress the body because we're doing it for a long period of time. So that's another way to break through a plateau. The seventh way is check your stress levels, right? Having an overload of stress in our lives can really put a massive damper on our results, you know? And yes, when you're stressed out, it can trigger food cravings. It can disrupt your sleep. And of course, we know that when we have too much stress, it increases our cortisol level. And we know cortisol causes fat storage. That's number one. And cortisol also blocks our testosterone production. So yes, stress is inevitable. Yes, we need stress. We're going to need our cortisol levels to kick in when we do these workouts during the challenge. We need our stress. We need our cortisol levels to kick in when we're in a fight or flight situation. We need our cortisol levels to kick in when we have a task that we need to really focus on. But too much of that all the time is going to damage our weight loss and damage our hormonal system and damage our health. So we have to identify what's stressing us out in our lives, and not just identify what's stressing us out, but we have to manage it. We have to do something about it, because the worst thing we can do is go, okay, I'm stressed out about this, this, and this, and not do anything about it. It's like, okay, this thing is stressing me out. I need to handle it right now. Let's take this cortisol that's actually stressing me out, and let's put it into a plan on how I'm going to attack this. How am I going to attack this, whatever it is that's stressing me out, right? And you attack it, and it's going to relieve it. Definitely going to relieve it. You may not have completely solved what's stressing you, but at least you've attacked it. At least you've addressed it. At least you know what you need to do in order to continue to attack it. And when you have a plan of attack and you're implementing that plan on something that's stressful, I'm telling you, you're going to have less stress, because you know that you're dealing with it. Oh, it's okay. I'm dealing with it. This is stressful. It's a stressful time, but I'm dealing with some stressful times that are outside of your, outside of your control, right? You're going to have to live in that stress. You're going to have to do things to manage that stress by meditation, or, you know, Sarah, for instance, she reached out to me the other day because she had to go to the hospital because she had an anxiety attack. She had a very, very bad anxiety attack. And so she had to take her to the hospital. And so she reached out to me and was like, man, I had this anxiety attack. I couldn't breathe. And I said, okay, what you need to do now is you need to implement meditation and breathing exercises into your life, because you're already in a stressful situation battling cancer. You can't move, your back's in whatever. And, you know, these things will creep up in your head. Am I going to live? What's going on with my body? All of those. I can't even imagine. Well, I have a little bit of an imagination on that, because when I had my lung disorder, but it's not even close. I'm not even going to put myself in that situation. But I know that there are things that go in this head that can cause us to have anxiety. So if we have a practice of breathing or meditation and we start doing it on a daily basis, that can help us manage things that we don't have control over, right? I don't have control over what's going on here, but I can do my thing to keep me at least balanced enough to continue along this stressful journey during these times until it's over. So we have to manage our stress. It causes body fat storage. It is huge. It is huge. Number eight, we have to sleep more. Not getting enough sleep is literally the triple whammy for our results. It will, three times will destroy our results. Number one, it is going to lower our metabolic rate. So again, when you're not getting enough sleep, your body goes into that survival mode. When it comes to food, it's starvation mode. And when it comes to regular living, it's survival mode. And when your body's in survival mode, everything slows down. So you can try to, I gotta slow everything down because I'm trying to survive here, right? Your body, not your brain, your body. Number two, it releases the hormone that makes you hungry. When you don't, there's two hormones, leptin and ghrelin. When your leptin levels are high, you're good. It suppresses appetite, you're good. When your ghrelin levels are high, that means you are always going to be hungry. It's always going to make you feel hungry. So when you don't have enough sleep, and also cortisol as well, it increases your ghrelin levels, which you don't want, because then you're going to always feel hungry. I know that there's a lot of people sometimes in this program are like, I'm always feeling hungry, Funk. I don't know. I'm eating the three meals, but I still feel hungry in between. And there could be a couple of reasons why that happens, but that also could be because there may be some stress around, or they may not be sleeping. They may not be sleeping enough. And so that's going to raise your ghrelin levels without you even realizing. And number three, and the worst, is when you don't get enough sleep, it promotes fat storage because your cortisol levels go up. So metabolic rate slows down, releases ghrelin, and stores fat. Those are the big whammies when you don't get 7 to 8 or 9 hours of sleep every single day. That's why the Whoop is huge. That's why the Whoop is massive for the Brotherhood, because not only is it going to track our, and it doesn't have to be the Whoop. I'm just telling you guys what we use. Most of the people use in the Brotherhood is because it tracks our sleep, right? It tracks our daily strain. So we know what our daily strain is. It does track calories. So you can see the overall calories. It tracks our recovery. So we know that, hey, today I'm at a 20. So this workout may not go well, but I'm going to do it. Like, this is going to be huge for the challenge, because when you're in the, there's going to be 100% 1 to 2 days every week where your recovery is going to be super low and it's going to be very tough to get through the workout. But if you have an understanding, oh, my recovery is only at 20, so I'm going to get through the workout, but it ain't going to be my best. And I have to really make sure that Saturday, Sunday, I recover. All of these things that are the pillars of our program are right here in this Whoop or any other thing that has those type of things that you can track. Again, information is power. And on a daily basis, when you can see the power that's happening, how much sleep am I getting every night? What's my daily strain today? What is my recovery? You know, what how many calories did I burn this week or today? Overall, all of that makes a big thing. And I think throughout the challenge, we're going to use the Whoop more throughout the challenge, the Brotherhood Whoop group. Brotherhood Whoop group. I know that we've had this Brotherhood Whoop group for a while. We haven't done anything with it. During the challenge, we're gonna see who burns the most calories throughout the day safely. We're gonna see who gets the most sleep, recovery, all those things. We're just gonna use that as another tool to kind of, like, you know, it's always good to, you know, we're gonna have a little bit of a competition in the challenge. You know, competition's good for alpha men, for our testosterone. We want to compete. There's no first prize or last prize, but you always want to see yourself at the top of that alpha brotherhood list at some point. So, and again, doing it safely, not because you're not winning a prize here. But anyway, that's where we're gonna implement the Whoop. So I'll send you a link to that. If you guys don't have it, it's free to get the Whoop strap, but you do have to pay $30 a month to keep all that information, or if you have something else, that's fine. All right. Number 9, your body needs a break. Maybe your body actually needs a break. Maybe, you know, again, if you've been in a calorie deficit for some time, you thought that maybe if I don't eat or go on this restrictive diet or whatever, it's going to somehow get me through this plateau, and you continue to do it. Maybe you just need a reset. You know, maybe you just need to look at your plan and think about, you know, boosting your calories. Think about making sure you get enough sleep. Think about changing your fitness goals. You know, sometimes it's a mini vacation. And this is generally to people who aren't in a or don't have a program. You need to maybe take a mini vacation from your weight loss plan and not thinking like completely rest. It's actually changing up what you focus more on. Okay, I'm going to focus more on making sure that I get the 3 meals a day, starchy carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables. I'm going to focus on getting this week. I'm going to focus on getting 7 to 9 hours sleep every single night, going to bed early, waking up at an early-ish time to ensure that I get 7 to 9. And I'm going to change up my fitness goals. I've been doing this type of training. Maybe I'm going to do this type of training. So that's really just a reset to restart. And the final way to bust through a plateau is checking with your doctor, right? Getting a test done, because they can be all of these 9 things that you can do to help, and you still are like, Funk, these things are still not working. Well, let's go to medicine, right? Let's get our testosterone levels checked. Let's check on, you know, whether we have thyroid issues. Let's check whether we have adrenal gland problems. Let's check whether we have, you know, sleep apnea or you know, some type of a health condition that may be hindering us from that. And then when you see what the health condition is, then the plan of attack could be, hey, I've got sleep apnea. Oh, you got sleep apnea? All right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to exercise. You're going to eat healthy and get rid of the shitty foods. You're going to focus on a healthy sleep environment. You're going to think about things that you're going to do and not do before you go to sleep, and you're going to get healthy, because when you do those things, it helps with sleep apnea. I see it all the time in this program. There's guys who had sleep apnea and no longer have sleep apnea because, yes, they're here right there, because they're just healthy. you don't sit in the, oh, I've got sleep apnea, so I can't do this and can't do that, because that's what people like to do. We don't do that because we're alpha men, but people around you like to take whatever they have and then shove it. Oh, I can't do that. I got high blood pressure. I can't do that. I got diabetes. Oh, I can't do that. I got sleep apnea. I can't do that because no. Well, yeah, you've got those because of you're not living the healthy life. That's going to help you decrease or get rid of that stuff, right? So we don't hold on to stuff. We get the information. We assess what we have, and then we attack it with a healthy program. That's how we get through it. We don't tell the whole world that we are dealing with this and that and not do anything about it. We can tell the whole world we're dealing with something, but let's also tell the whole world that I'm doing something about it right now. I'm doing something about it right now. So I want you guys to be on this journey with me. I want you to support me because we're stronger together. So I've got this, but we're going to beat it. Or I've got this and we're going to turn it around. I've got, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, again, I always say information is power. Information is power. Somebody sent me a message today about their testosterone levels being extremely high. It's like, hey, man, I just got my testosterone levels checked and it's like 31 or something. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, man, it is above average. Your nurse is going to tell you it's above average. Your doctor is going to tell you it was above average, because remember that average is like 9 to like 27. It's ridiculous. Like how this is not an average. Oh, you're in that average. It's too big for an average. So you want to be in the higher level. Anyways, so once again, if we recap, plateaus happen because of, we're always going to hit a plateau. We're always going to be hitting plateaus. Okay. 100%. It's going to happen many times during a program. You're going to get to a point where, okay, your body seems like it's just there. It's not doing anything. But if you continue along what you've been doing, you will surpass that plateau. You will get past it. But using some of these things, like, okay, it's been 2 months now, and my body had, like, if it's a couple of weeks, that doesn't count. Okay. If it's one phase, that still doesn't count. What you need to do is 2 months and you're completely the same. Your body hasn't changed. Your body fat percentage hasn't changed. Your weight hasn't changed. Like, nothing has changed. Then you start using some of these 10 ways. You start looking at the food you're eating. You start checking your activity level. You start adding another protein drink to your, just a protein drink. You know, just half of this with protein in it. You know, adding that once, not a smoothie, a drink. You know, you watch your, you see if there's any external things coming into your body, like alcohol or sugary drinks. You know, any change up your workouts, maybe you're like, okay, Funk, I'm in phase 7. I haven't seen a change for two phases. Do you mind me doing both workouts? Right? Let me do both workouts in the same day. And let's see how, if I kickstart that metabolism, maybe supplements too. You can start supplementing, getting the general supplements, you know, probiotics, you know, your daily vitamins, vitamin D is always good. You know, a sleep, if you need a magnesium, like getting those good vitamins and minerals that you may not be getting, you know, from your regular diet, that can help, you know? So checking the stress that's going on in your life. Maybe you're in a stressful time that you didn't even realize. And that does have a lot to do. Sleep, of course, making sure they're getting 7 to 9 hours sleep. And maybe your body needs a break. Maybe you haven't taken a week off after phase 3 or phase 6 or phase 9. Maybe you've just been going ham the whole time and your body actually needs some time to take a break. You're still going to eat the same, but your body needs a break. So with that, yeah, man. With that is a plateau. That's how you break through a weight loss plateau. Cause I see that Joe's asking about a weight gain plateau, but that's totally different. And I will address that. But again, we're all going to hit that. We're all going to get plateaus throughout our journey, right? It's not. And again, the first thing you want to do is actually look at those pictures. You got to continue to take your progress photos every week or every 2 weeks. You don't have to post them, but you take them, have them on your phone so you can see what your body looks like and see, oh, wait a minute, even though the scale looks the same, my body's like literally changing. I can see a little, I can see the outline of the six pack. I can see a little bit of the cut here in the muscle. I can see this little thing here in my muscle. Like those are things that, okay, we are going in the right way. We're going the right way. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.